The Sudbury Wolves got off to a hot start in Barrie on Thursday night, building themselves a nice 3-0 lead in the first period, only to see it slip away in a 4-3 overtime loss to the Barrie Colts. Nate Krawczuk was the starting goaltender on the road for the Sudbury Wolves while the Barrie Colts put Sam Hillebrandt in goal to start the game. Sudbury didn't waste any time getting on the scoreboard in this one as Nickel City native Alex Farron scored his 9th goal of the season to give the Wolves an early 1-0 lead. At the 4:19 mark of the opening period, Blake Clayton put the puck in the net for his 3rd goal of the season to increase Sudbury's lead to 2-0. Sudbury newcomer Kamani Eccleston got an assist on the goal for his first career Ontario Hockey League point. With 4:26 remaining in the first period, Kieran Walton scored his 14th goal of the season to give the Sudbury Wolves a sizable 3-0 lead heading into the dressing room for the first intermission. After the first period, Hillebrandt was given the rest of the night off and was replaced in the Colts' net with backup goaltender Ben Rebick. Barrie came out for the second period looking to redeem themselves, and that is exactly what they did. Just 1:52 into the middle frame, Dallin Wakely scored his 9th goal of the season to put Barrie on the board, who now found themselves down 3-1. Despite Barrie dominating the period with a shots on goal margin of 20-9, neither team could score again in the second period, and the Sudbury Wolves held a 3-1 lead with 1 period left to play in regulation. Under 5 minutes into the third period, Cole Beaudoin scored his 10th goal of the season with his team on the power play to bring the Colts within a single goal, finding themselves trailing the Wolves by a score of 3-2. Barrie peppered Krawczuk with shots aplenty but couldn't find the back of the net until there was exactly 1 minute left in the third period, when Emil Hemming scored his 5th goal of the season for the Colts to tie the game 3-3, sending the game into overtime. At the 2:12 mark of the extra period, the Barrie Colts completed the comeback with Riley Patterson's 8th goal of the season to cap off a come-from-behind overtime win for the Barrie Colts by a score of 4-3. Nate Krawczuk had a strong showing in the loss, making 48 saves on 52 shots. With the loss, the Sudbury Wolves hold a record of 12 wins, 8 regulation losses and 3 overtime losses on the season. The Sudbury Wolves will be seeking revenge against the Colts tonight at Sudbury Arena with puck drop scheduled for 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.